From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Union members in Ohio have agreed to a deal with Goodyear Tire and Rubber that'll keep several factories from shutting down during the next 4 years. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports.
More than 10,000 steelworkers have agreed to a new contract that provides minimum staffing levels at 6 of the 7 Goodyear plants represented by the United Steelworkers Union. The plan also calls for Goodyear to invest $600 million at those plants to make sure equipment stays up to date. Goodyear says this agreement, along with recently completed local agreements, will prevent the closing of several factories, including those in Ohio, Alabama, New York, Kansas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Goodyear plans to hold a conference call with its investors Monday to outline more details about the agreement. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
Indonesian authorities confirm one of Asia's most wanted terrorists is dead. They say DNA tests prove Nordin Top was the man killed in Thursday's gun battle with police in central Java. Top is accused of orchestrating bombings of the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta last July, as well as other bombings. The attacks killed more than 200 people. Pakistani police have raided a local security firm charged with protecting the U.S. embassy and seized dozens of weapons that were allegedly unlicensed. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
News agencies, including Dawn News, the country's largest English media outlet, say police detained two people from the company InterRisk and registered a case of fraud against the security firm. Authorities said police confiscated pistols and some 60 assault rifles, all of which were allegedly unlicensed. The focus on the company contracted by the U.S. State Department to protect its diplomats here comes as scrutiny of America's use of private contractors has intensified. Scandals in Iraq and Afghanistan involving private security firms have deepened apprehensions about such groups operating in Pakistan. Expansion of the U.S. embassy has also fueled speculation about security. Embassy officials say the U.S. has contracted with InterRisk in Pakistan and that they understood the company had obtained the proper licensing of weapons to meet the contract. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama says the world's largest economic powers are making headway on stabilizing their financial systems, but he says that's not enough. In his weekly address, the president repeated the need to refocus now on economic growth. His comments come ahead of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh next week. In the GOP address this week, North Carolina Congresswoman Sue Myrick chimes in on the emotionally charged debate over how to revamp the health care system in the U.S. She talks about the threat to small business owners and warns of cuts to Medicare, a claim the White House strongly denies. This is NPR. The new sci-fi film District 9 has offended Nigeria's government, which is asking cinemas in the country to stop showing the movie. The information minister said the film, set in South Africa, denigrated Nigeria's image and copies must be confiscated. We have this report now from NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton.
District 9 features gangsters, drug dealers, and aliens. Only weeks after opening in theaters worldwide, the movie is making millions at the box office. Nigeria's information minister, Dora Akunyili, said the sci-fi film portrayed Nigerians as cannibals, miscreants, and prostitutes.
The name of our former president was clearly spelled out as the head of the criminal gang, and our ladies shown like prostitutes and sleeping with extraterrestrial beings.
The minister said she had formally written to Sony Pictures Entertainment, the company that produced this film, demanding an unconditional apology for what she called this unwarranted attack on Nigeria's image. The minister has instructed her country's film and video censors board to stop cinemas in Nigeria screening District 9. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
California prison officials have drafted a plan to scale back the number of inmates they house by 23,000, short of the 40,000 federal judges had mandated over the next 2 years. The plan is intended to make medical services to inmates more manageable after a federal court found the delivery of health care so poor it violated inmates' constitutional rights. And Marty has weakened to a tropical depression in the Pacific Ocean and is moving away from Mexico. This is NPR.